previously on Hot House Bruiser.
See, what I could never bring myself to say was, I dropped my ring down the kitchen sink the last day I was with my family, right before they put up the walls.
Something unpleasant is the first thing that I'll do if you breathe a word of this.
Oh, did I bite you in all the excitement? That's for getting me fired.
Actually, no, I paid a lot of money for that little red phone you got stuck in your ear. This is fully encrypted.
Yeah, it's fully something. There's only one place in the hothouse I won't go near. They call it Sky Barrio.
And now, episode 6, Bruiser Outside the Walls.
This is my 6th recording. Let me tell you, it's a weird feeling when you open your eyes and they don't work. Your eyes think if they open wide enough, it'll let in more light. But it doesn't work.
You don't need to be moving around, Mr. Bruceman. You've got a lot of tubes coming out of it.
Why can't I see?
It's usually temporary. You'll start
usually.
To see shadows in a few days. Then it'll come back quickly. It'll make you appreciate your sight more.
No kidding.
Again, don't try to move too much. Your body is atrophied.
I'm in a hospital.
Hendrickson Army Base, medical facility. Because of the... Well, I guess Uncle Sam thought you might as well be surrounded by a few thousand troops.
What exactly happened to my family?
Of course, there's no way of knowing. No one survived the sterilization. Present company excluded. No. Lay still until you get your wits.
Why can't I see?
What's the last thing you remember?
Sandman. Eating SWAT's lunch. And then that kid, Ash. He ran in after him. A lot of good that did. I tracked down the basement, and then here.
The records we found said you went into arrest after exposure to hexavalent.
Wait a minute. I still got the binary. Why aren't you...
There is no binary. The breach in the sterilization actually helped us find a cure.
That's nice.
Your records show they induced coma in Los Angeles Quarantine Hospital because of your poisoning. You were spared from the sterilization because...
There was a breach, you said.
3 years ago, a massive riot broke out after... Well, after an event of some kind, a political demonstration or some think it was a sporting event, we're not sure.
Geniuses.
In any case, there was a riot. The wall was breached at the South Central Gate, and 3 people made it out.
No one makes it out without getting shot.
3 people made it out from the 400 that were shot. Point is, the binary disease spread instantly, and within a few hours, the CDC recommended airstrikes with nerve toxin.
Bruiser, get a security detail to medical.
Telephone, please. Dr. Davis, telephone, please.
I cracked my wrist on a panic bar, shoved it open, and went outside. Felt the sun on my face, but everything was still black.
This is bullshit.
Oh, he's over here!
Get off! Get off! Get off!
It's all right, let him go.
I want out of here!
Let him figure it out.
Tell me
where
okay, I am.
Let him go. Let him figure it out. You can't go running off like that.
Somebody come here! Come here! Here, you!
Sir?
Tell me where I am.
Hendrickson. Army base.
I suppose I got on some paper dress.
Sir?
Mr. Bruceman, you go running off like that and you'll bump your head into a tank. Let's go back inside.
All right. So they nurse me and rehearse me, put me on some heavy painkillers, I guess so I could stand the shock of my new reality. Me and the Army doc would take walks around the base trying to get my legs back, and then all the brass would start in with their debriefing. Turns out I'm the golden boy, because no one else survived the sterilization of Los Angeles. They wanted to know everything, but I didn't feel chatty. How was I going to tell them about Sandman? Sagertech, the labs, that girl they had down in the water tank. I wonder if she ever got used to being blind. Still, they wanted to know, so they propped me up at one end of the table and started in on me.
Someone answer me that. Why isn't this guy talking?
Bruiser, I got the Joint Chiefs on me with both feet now, and we can only stall them so long. Stonewall was a general, if you remember.
This whole thing doesn't pass the smell test.
Something wrong? You keep rubbing your stomach.
Keep thinking my ulcer's gonna weigh in on this.
Your ulcer's gone, Bruiser. You were on antibiotics for 6 months.
Tell us about this Sandman.
Urban legend.
There was a building everyone called Sky Barrio. That was like a tenement or something?
Take South Central, Afghanistan, and hell. Stack it all up 40 stories, you got Sky Barrio.
What about this Black Rose?
Supposed to be the key to getting out of the hothouse. Or was.
Well, what was it?
No idea. Somebody thought Sager had it, they got me to try to steal it, and somebody tried to kill me over it.
I should think you would want to talk. You're pretty tight-lipped.
Well, you're pretty curious about a key to getting out of the hothouse when you say the walls are long gone.
We're here to debrief. The men in this room represent the upper echelon of military intelligence.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys are covered in medals, but I can't see. So you're not going to blind me with your brass, are you?
Jason.
Bruiser, or I get confused.
I know that Sager had a habit of threatening people, loved
what
ones.
What kind of doc are you, Doc?
I have degrees in psychiatry, neuroscience, general medicine.
So you're what, psyops? You don't sound like you're out of Langley.
I'm more like a consultant.
You're an interrogator.
This isn't an interrogation.
Yeah, it's a debrief.
You're always free to leave. We just want
to get my stick.
You know what I think, Bruiser? I think you had some privileged information about the quarantine. And maybe Sager himself. And I think Sager threatened you or your family if you talked. But Mr. Sager is gone these 3 years. Everyone in and around the quarantine is gone, including your family, and I'm sorry for that.
Ask me what you want to ask me. Don't say tell me about. Just ask me the number one thing eating you right now.
Okay. Who was behind Sager's assassination attempt?
Now that is classified.
If you know.
Take me to 601 Catalina Street in Los Angeles. Take me there so I can feel my own house with my own hands. And I'll tell you who was behind Sager's assassination.
Bruiser.
Now!
I was trying to swallow this thing, but it kept going down the wrong pipe. What if I'm in some Sager Tech lab getting the royal mindfuck? These guys sounded like army brass, but really I could be anywhere talking to anybody.
This better open him up.
The man's one day out of a coma.
You all right, Bruiser?
I'm pretty handy with those pain pills, Doc.
I'm guessing 601 Catalina was where your family lived?
We were in that house 12 years before the walls.
Of course, the house is occupied now. There was a bit of a land rush in the city after the sterilization.
Traffic sounds pretty light for the 405.
The population hasn't rebounded, so you can actually hit the speed limit in L.A. now.
That's enough to make you believe in God right there.
What was traffic like in the hothouse, Bruiser?
Traffic?
He asked how traffic was.
How many pills you give me?
Bruiser, stay with us.
I was in that house 12 years.
Jason.
Jason, you wear your good khakis to Stainwood. That's brilliant.
Don't know why you got me these pants. Look like some yuppie secret fag.
You might want to put out your cigarette before you burst into flame.
It's not gasoline. Let a man stain his porch, for Christ.
Guess all this home repair means we're not moving.
I called Brent Boyd. I told him I couldn't take the position.
Why would you? I mean, it's only better pay, better town, better schools.
White collar, Risa. I'm not going to fit in there. I'm street level.
Holy shit.
What's funny about that?
That's how stupid I am. Like, when I was 25, street level was hot. I liked it. I was 25. Now I want a husband who comes home without any holes in him. Call me crazy.
Now who'd be crazy enough to try to shoot me?
What'd you say, Bruiser?
Jason?
Where are we?
Exiting La Cienega.
They took all the walls down?
They kept a section for a memorial.
You ever try to escape?
Who keeps asking me that shit?
The Major just has orders to debrief.
Just take me to my house, sir, and I'll answer your questions. Otherwise, lay off.
We're almost there.
Jason?
601 Catalina. Ranch style with a porch. I only know how to be a cop.
He's in and out.
Jason, you tell me Riley won't be better off with a white-collar dad.
I only know how to be a cop.
It's a job. It couldn't be any harder than
the
other.
It's not about hard. I just wouldn't mind looking my daughter in the eyes and knowing I'm doing some good instead of pushing paper around a desk. God damn it!
What happened?
Nothing. I'm going to work.
On your day off?
Yeah, I'd like to relax on my day off, so I'm going to go get shot at.
You know, what I figured out about you, Jason, you like being Bruiser. You like rolling around in the muck with those animals.
I'm going downtown.
The news said they just closed off Olympic.
I'll get through.
They said it was a perimeter.
I got a badge. I'll get through.
Bruiser. Bruiser. We're here. 601 Catalina. There's another family here now, obviously, but we called ahead.
Doesn't smell the same.
I'm sure they've painted.
We had carpet.
It's the same house, Bruiser.
All right. Same layout. Okay. Stairs.
It's changed, but it's the same house, Bruiser.
Kitchen.
He's not going to go through all our stuff, is he?
So maybe we can ask you some questions now.
You know what stinks with you people? Is this good cop, bad cop? You think I didn't write the book?
Bruiser.
Why are you so hot to know answers about a place you say is dead and gone?
You came here to prove something to yourself. Whatever you're looking for, why don't you find it?
It's in the kitchen.
Place any damage to the plumbing.
I got that ring in my hand and I squeezed it so tight it bit into my palm. I knew this was real, and my family was gone.
What is that?
Just a wedding ring.
Get back. Get my bag out of the car.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You were really under there for a while, Bruiser.
You said I'd start seeing shadows by now, and I'm still blind as a bat.
Give it time.
It'd be nice to piss standing up is all.
You were talking in your sleep to someone named Vera? Who was she?
No one. Probably came out of that pill bottle you keep slipping me.
There's some clothes here on the chair next to you. Why don't you take your time and Private Wiese will bring you into the conference room.
You owe me to spill all the goodies now, I take it.
That was our agreement. You, me, and the Joint Chiefs. I'm done tap dancing for you. You know what? I think it'll be a relief to finally talk about everything, Bruiser. Take your time. You're still out of it.
Well, the doc had a point. Hell of a thing I'd been carrying around. Sager keeping everybody inside the hothouse for his own pleasure. And the history books probably had him down as Saint Santa Claus. All that time I kept clammed up to protect Riley. But now, what was the point? And wherever she was, she'd want me to tell the truth. I gotta open a garage, kitten.
It's your day off.
Something's going on downtown, and I, I gotta go see if they need me. Now, nothing to do with me and Mom discussing stuff in there.
No, I get it. She doesn't like that you're a cop.
Did you want me to take that job? Move to the Valley?
I don't know.
Well, you do or you don't.
It's just the other dads, they're all money and golf and shit. At least you're doing something cool.
Being a cop's not cool like on TV, kitten.
No, I mean not just doing a job or making money. It's like there's good guys and bad guys, and then there's golf guys. So whatever. Most dads are golf guys. So I'm, you know, whatever of you.
Proud? You're proud of Daddy.
Shut up.
She's an old softy.
I'd be proud if you could hit a basket once in a million years.
All right, watch and learn. Booyah! Going to the playoffs.
Bruiser.
Going to the playoffs.
Can we start?
We had an agreement.
The ring doesn't fit anymore.
We take you to your house, and you tell us who was behind Sager's assassination attempt.
Doc, you in here?
I'm here.
I'm only talking to you, not these guys. And I need a drink. Tequila, lime, and salt.
With your painkillers, I wouldn't recommend.
It's a deal breaker.
Right. Private Huiza.
Sir.
Take Mr. Bruceman into my office and then run to the officer's mess and get some tequila.
This way, sir.
I'll join you in a minute, Bruiser. And we'll talk in private.
Appreciate the pass, Doc. I'll unload everything.
He bought it.
Matt Ensinger.
How in the hell did you know to put that ring in the sink?
He got drunk out of his mind at Vera's about a year ago, and he was blubbering about it. I knew once he found the ring in the sink, he'd buy the whole setup.
What kind of tequila, sir?
I've been drinking out of bathtubs for 5 years. Anything you got with a label on the bottle suits me. Salt and lime.
Hoo-ah. Salt and lime. Watch your step. This is the doc's office.
So the private leaves me alone. It was really sinking in now. The walls were down. My family gone. It was like I'd been swimming upstream for 5 years and I finally turned around and could float with the current. I could finally tell the truth about Sager.
You want to have our usual walk around the base first? Walk and talk?
I want that drink.
Maybe I'll join you at that.
You were right. What I'm gonna tell you, Sager would have killed my daughter guaranteed.
No chance of that now.
I wish I could see your face. You want to know who was behind the shooting of Sager? Mr. Sager, his own Tricky Dicky.
What are you talking about?
He hired a sniper to shoot right through his shoulder and kill Dr. Strauss.
Strauss? You mean the man who was standing behind Sager
when... The man who cracked the cure for the binary. What you don't know is Sager liked running the hothouse. He liked being Big Daddy to the box. No disease, no box.
Sager killed the cure so he could go on running things?
Cheers, Doc. I can't see your glass, so you'll have to hit mine here.
Cheers.
Well, here's to Genie's getting out of bottles.
Something wrong with the drink?
Salt. I got a bite on my tongue.
You bit your tongue?
Not me. Vera.
Did I bite you in all the excitement?
I'm still inside the box. Who is this guy? This whole thing is a setup. The blindness, everything. To get answers. Riley's still alive. Me and my big mouth just pulled the trigger. If this gets out of the room...
I think I'm going to pull back your meds a little. Bruiser, this information is... Well, it's a game changer. You have any proof?
Yeah. But, I have to whisper.
You're alone. It's not necessary.
I have to whisper it, Doc. Come here.
Yeah?
What are you...
Vera Grail bit me there 3 years ago. How come the salt still burns?
What are you...
You record any of what I just said?
No.
We're alone. Nobody in the room.
No. I swear.
I don't believe you.
I swear.
I'm still inside the box. Where?
South Olive, near Fifth.
How do you do the tanks and planes?
Old tapes.
Who are you people?
Basement. We're all basement.
Basement? What's the Black Rose?
We don't know.
What I told you a second ago is true. Anybody, anybody finds out my daughter's dead same day.
I won't tell. I won't tell.
I know. Now all I had to do was get out of the building without my eyes. I knew we weren't being watched or they'd be in here stomping my grapes by now. I felt around the office. It was small, no windows.
Shit.
Wooden wardrobe thing with a couple of jackets hanging in it. I stuffed the doc inside and hopped back in my seat like a good boy.
Sir, where's the doc?
He had to take a call. He said you could take me for my walk and he'd catch up with us outside.
He didn't tell me.
I don't know. He got a call and ran out. He said if you came in, take me for the usual walk and talk, and he'd meet us on the grounds.
I better check with operations.
We don't go. He's going to be looking all over the base for us. He's going to meet us outside.
Okay, I'll take you out.
So Private Dumbass takes me for my usual walk outside. My only chance was to run for it. I just needed to lose Soldier Boy.
Yes, sir.
Sorry if I got to take your arm once in a while. Not trying to date you.
Copy that.
You got enough keys on your belt? You sound like a sleigh ride.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of shit on my belt, sir.
Gets heavy. What else they give you? This a baton?
Maglite.
I used to be a cop. Same thing.
Just about put my own lights out running into a dumpster. But dumpster meant alley, so I scrambled behind it, and I hoped I was something like hidden. One of those little red phones. What choice did I have?
Ah, shit.
Your nickel.
Long time no see, Bruiser.
You don't know the half.
Right now, there are members of the basement sealing off the whole block. Would you like for me to guide you out of it?
I got everything under control.
I can be your eyes, Bruiser. Whatever information the basement wanted from you, I'll bet they're not asking nicely.
You're the brains.
Move to your right. Stay low. Feel for a doorway.
Yeah, on it.
Keep going. The next doorway.
Ah, shit.
Got it?
Yeah.
Go inside.
I got a feeling whatever's in there is worse than the basement.
Oh, where's the trust?
I also got a feeling I know you from somewhere.
They're coming down the alley. You better get through that door.
Ah, fuck.
Hello, Bruiser. This way, please.
Who's that?
I'm the one that's gonna fix your eyes. Are you interested?
Lead on.
Fifteenth floor.
Who's he?
He's with me. Here, golden ticket, so push 15. No cavity search.
All right. Got two going to 15.
Roger that.
That was a 38.
It ain't Cedars, honey. I just fix people up.
Whoever this girl was, I was at her mercy. I pretended like I needed to balance myself so I could slip my hand on her waist. Not bad.
What's your step?
Who's paying you?
I don't tattle, do I? That's why I get the big bucks. Lay down. Bed's behind you. Pardon my reach.
You don't smell like a nurse.
No, I smell like a neurosurgeon. Hold still. I'm gonna blow in your ear, okay?
Help yourself.
Yeah, there's a subdermal transmitter inside your ear canal. It's telling your optic nerve you're seeing black.
Well, black is the new light.
You want it to come out? Give me your hands.
Well, you usually handcuff your patients?
Sometimes they get fresh.
You straddle your patients, too?
Girl needs leverage.
I take it this is gonna hurt.
Oh, you're a big boy.
Wait, you don't have a sister.
I did.
Like you, pretty handy with the drill?
She died going over the walls. Why, did you
know? No, her? Let's just get this thing out of me.
Oh, fuck!
It took a lot longer than I was hoping for, but when she finally hit pay dirt, the house lights came up.
Hello, soldier.
My attending physician was easy on the eyes, and once my cuffs were off, I didn't stand on ceremony. Come here.
Hold on. Nobody said you could kiss the doctor.
I'm overcome with joy.
You're overcome with something. Go through that door.
You're a funny kind of doctor.
Go through that door, I'll give you a brain implant for real. And leave the earpiece.
You take orders from a little red phone, don't you?
Afraid so. Go on, through that door. I've got a 3 o'clock angiogram.
Yeah, this was beginning to feel like the same old hothouse. I walked out and found some windows. Pretty high up. Maybe the 20th floor somewhere. Saw the quarantine walls down there. Tried to figure my position.
I think you know where you are.
I turned around and there was Mr. Sager. The suit. The wall of hair. The man himself. And I knew where I was now. 40 stories of bad news. Sky Barrio.
Welcome to hell, Bruiser.
Next time on Hot House Bruiser, Episode 7, The Great Unwashed.
You want to live? You let me do the talking. The scales in here are a real variety pack. You say the wrong thing and it's either bullet time or bring out the gimp.
I took out insurance. What do you want? If I die, I pull the trigger from my grave automatic.
Somebody's gonna hang a shiv in you just for the fun of it. Maybe me, even.
I'll write that down. You got a sticky?
This is the hothouse. Karma's smart enough to stay outside the walls.
I've been up 48 hours. You guys got something like coffee in this dump?
Hot House Bruiser stars Paul Nabriga as Bruiser. Series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail, Jim Storm as Mr. Sager, John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha, Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman, Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman, and Kirsten Roders as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars Armin Shimmerman as Dr. Wolverton and Vanessa Angel as Miss Neurosurgeon.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
Also featuring Billy Scott, Vita Lamorte, James Leary, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hot House Bruiser.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Ice
Box Logic.